Get my dog, get my dog. Better not, babe. Better not, babe.
All right. Isn't this exciting to be starting part two?
Yeah.
Instead of just rolling through the whole thing like it's one show?
Download them one at a time, I suppose.
Smaller file size?
So if you don't know what "get my dog" is, you better go back and you're listening to the wrong part.
You missed part one if you don't know what "get my dog" means. Get my dog, get my dog.
About it, not by.
You missed part one and you should be laughing right now, but you're not because you don't know what we're talking about.
Hey, did you see some dork got the Michael Phelps scowl tattoo on his leg?
Are you serious?
I'm very serious. Have a look-see.
Oh, my God, I see it. How silly.
Is that the most moronic thing?
So is that going to be the new thing? Is that going to be the thing from this Olympics?
Getting Michael Face's game face tattoo on your leg?
No, just his mean scowl.
I thought that whole thing was really dumb, to be honest.
Why?
Did he really psych out his opponents?
Well, he lost to... That's like the one guy that's beaten. I mean, that Chad LaClose or whatever.
I just want to say something. I'm not an Olympic athlete or anything, but in all my years playing baseball, and I played against some pretty good teams, I mean, top-ranked teams in college, I don't ever remember anyone making a face at someone else
Them win. It's even dumber because he's really just... he's competing against him, but he's not really competing against him.
I've seen a photo of you mean mugging a guy warming up.
Oh, that's true, yeah. Oh. I remember that picture.
See, that's different.
I don't think you could see my face, though.
But that's different. That's psyching you out, right?
80 feet away.
I mean, you had to face him one-on-one.
Yeah. I don't think batters and pitchers generally make mean faces at one another. Although pitchers do. There are some... I have heard people talk about pitchers' faces occasionally.
But in swimming, don't you just take it as you're just swimming?
Well, you're swimming against a clock.
Yeah, you really don't... Can you really tell where other people... I guess you can tell there's people in front of you.
That's a great question. You know, it's funny. I've never heard anyone ask a swimmer that.
I heard it the other day.
Oh, really? What did they say?
Somebody asked Katie Ledecky about that because she won by, 5 seconds?
No one was even near her.
She had no idea.
She
said as much.
Okay, then so much with the face.
Yeah.
That's a pretty badass face I'm making, I must admit.
Ooh, looks like you're smelling a fart, doesn't it? A little bit. The nostrils being flared out, like, ooh, that stinks.
You might be saying, get my dog.
Get my dog. Get my dog. Get my dog.
Get my dog.
I'm sorry, this is just dumb.
You know,
I don't know about the face. I suppose maybe he psyched the guy out. Maybe he cost the guy 3 seconds with that face. I don't know. I doubt it.
Right. The guy was shadow boxing in front of him. And now today the question is, who's the greater athlete, Usain Bolt or Michael Phelps?
I would say Usain Bolt.
I would too.
He's on his feet.
Thank you.
This story, I should not have to read this story. This should not have been reported. Whoever found out about this should have passed on this. The ultimate Rio downer is having my phone stolen. Greg Rutherford heartbroken after Olympic robbers steal precious phone full of pictures of his 22-month-old son.
Well, go home and take another picture of him.
Take another 200 pictures of him.
Yeah. I'm sure other people have him.
The mother never took a picture of the kid, and the kid looks that different in your pictures than the mother's pictures?
Yeah. What about the cloud?
I mean, this is a long jumper, I think. Let's see. He won a gold medal in 2012.
He's really just mad about the nudes.
He's a long jumper.
He's mad about the nudes of him that he sent on Snapchat and Grindr and Tinder or whatever, Bumble, whatever the hell that Olympians are using to bone each other.
Your cell phone blows.
I think the story here should be that this child was born out of wedlock to this Olympic star.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah, it was his partner, Susie Verrill, his partner, notice not his wife.
Every child is now, right?
It seems like it, especially Olympic kids. They're all born out of wedlock because Olympians don't have time to get married. They're too busy.
There's a story. I don't know if I have it here. Oh, here it is. The Olympic diving team, you know how they have synchronized diving?
Oh, yeah, the divers that have split up because the one was fucking all night,
the other one up. The one walked in on her banging away on a guy.
She's like, get out of here, I'm fucking! And then she ends up screwing all night. Well,
she locked her out of the room.
She thinks she's in the Olympic screwing competition, going for gold.
Well, what's funny about this story, they're both pretty hot chicks, too. I looked them both up.
Oh.
But the one guy she nailed is a canoeist. Don't you think she could do better than a canoeist?
Yeah. I think a synchronized diver should be at least going for a diver or a swimmer.
Yeah.
To move up a little bit.
Track star, a canoeist.
Not a canoeist.
Is canoeing an Olympic
judo
sport?
People, no archery people.
Judo.
No bicycle
yeah,
people.
Right. Exactly. Pedro Congaves.
So it's really nice of this of her former friend to point out that her ex partner in synchronized swimming was fucking all night.
Well, they came in last place.
Oh, she is pretty hot. Which is the one who was screwing all night, left to the right?
Giovanna Pedrosa. Does it say who's who? I can tell. I remember what they look like.
They should have an arrow. Fucking all night, and then the arrow to that.
Boning all night, the one on your right.
She was boning.
Well, I thought it was the other one.
She was getting boned all night by that canoeist.
Oh, that's the canoeist?
Yeah.
I think he could do better, too.
He's a canoeist. What do you want him to do?
But they're not that hot.
You want him to go after a coxswain? Is that what they're called?
I don't know. A fencer, maybe? Is there a hot fencer out there? I think he should have scoured some of the other fields before he settled for
these.
He's
lucky with what he got.
Yeah, but they're not that hot. The girls aren't that hot.
Oh, just, Brandon, we just search her name. She's got a nice ass. I think she's cute.
They're all right. They're all right. I mean, she screws like a champion. That's the good news is that she was up all night boning him.
Well, yeah.
She's an Olympic screwer.
It's taken him so long.
Now, what is going on with these people robbing Ryan Lochte at his three Olympic swimming friends?
How dare they? People were blaming Lochte, by the way.
What a black eye on the Olympics this has caused. Why? Because he didn't get down on the ground?
Because somebody said, that's what you get for taking a cab at 3 a.m. in Rio. It's like, I'm sorry. It's a major world city, and you're not allowed to take a cab at 3 a.m. because they can't control crime.
What kind of a city is this, by the way, where criminals just pull over cars and rob people?
I don't have
badges. Nice place to have the Olympics.
I know.
How big a bribe did it cost to get past that one?
Exactly. What a joke.
It is a joke. I mean, he's far from the only person getting robbed there, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is commonplace. The GMA girl that was over there, Amy
Robach.
What's her name?
Amy Robach?
Amy Robach.
Mm-hmm.
She was over there, and she said they were trying to pull her cab over.
Oh, really?
She told the driver, don't pull over for anything. Keep going, and he did.
Wow.
She said it was not, turned out it was not a cop.
Does the cabbie get a kickback or something?
Good question. That's a great question.
I mean, why would he pull over?
If it's not a cop, I have no idea. It'd be ridiculous unless you were in on it. They probably are. That's a great point.
Huh. I don't know.
And the other big story, which is really off the playing field, is that Gabby Douglas is just getting reamed on social media.
Why?
Well, for not putting her hand over her heart for the anthem, and then when she was knocked out of the finals for the.
Uneven bars yesterday.
Uneven bars, yeah, because they don't take three from the same country.
Oh, she was knocked out of the all around.
She was third place, but they wouldn't take her because
that's for the all around.
So she kind of got screwed anyway.
Yeah.
Apparently, she was sulking in the stands. She wasn't cheering her teammates on.
Says who?
Says everybody that saw her.
Oh, who cares?
Not much of the Olympic spirit there, Gabby.
She only competed for her country. She's only won three golds for her country.
For herself?
For herself.
Not giving the country any money? She gets all the money? She might have blown her endorsements by not cheering for her teammates?
Oh, silly. Give me a break.
She kind of, I swear, Mark, she kind of acknowledges that she could have cheered a little harder. She says she was pulling for them, but maybe she didn't show it enough.
Oh, my. Says who? Her?
Says her.
She said that. That's all you care about.
She's just saying that to pacify people crabbing on her.
I don't know. Who
cares?
And, of course, she's getting all kinds of racist rants on Facebook.
Oh, of course.
What is wrong with people?
Stop whining.
I don't know. I honestly can't explain it. People just get off on it.
I mean, I get the whole
crap.
Business of being anonymous, but you're not that anonymous, for one thing. Maybe people don't realize that, or they just figure nobody will ever check and find out who they really are.
Maybe people just like being assholes, I suppose.
I guess. I think there's a lot of anger out there, and people don't know quite how to express it. So, hey, a social media, that's a good place to get my anger out at people that have nothing to do with what I'm really bad about.
But nobody takes it. No one believes it anymore, though. Right?
Believes what?
Well, the anger. It's not real anger.
I don't know. I don't know if it's... I think it's just misdirected anger, in my opinion. People are angry about something, but no one can really be that mad at Gabby Douglas, can they?
No, that's kind of what my point is. So it's,
I think they're pissed off about something else. Is my guess. Well, I don't know.
Bitch,
I don't know.
Elsewhere.
I don't know what to think.
As if it does it bother Gabby? Well, must she? Actually
sure, it does. You know, she might say it doesn't, but of course it does.
You sound like a goddamn pussy to me.
That it bugs sucks. Me, and I don't even read it. Every now and then, I just decide to treat myself to some abuse, and I'll go on.
Oh,
I wonder what shitty things people are saying about me. It's not hard to find out.
Well, that's kind of fun. I mean, it all depends how you want to look at it.
In the end, I always regret it. It's like, why did I do that? What was the point? Because you try to figure out, okay, why is this happening? Why are these people saying these kinds of things, which they wouldn't even know to be true?
Well, yeah.
And then you find the same names over and over and over, like we have found in the comment sections of the paper, and you go, what is that?
Yeah.
How bizarre is that? I mean, that's a little different from your garden variety abuse online. Yeah. The same people looking for you anywhere they can give you shit.
Well, and whatever.
Those people are, I think they're jealous. I think they're just really jealous. Why are you so jealous? Why can't I have my success?
Because you suck. You
like white boy Rick. You're a drug lover.
You suck.
Drug dealers.
You should.
That's all you do is interview drug dealers on your show.
Oh man. God. So exhausting.
I know it can be.
Get that down now.
Get him out! Get him out!
You're so mean to that lady, she could have died! I hope you die instead!
As we pile on that lady for 10 minutes.
She's fine. You know, the difference is, though, she'll never know.
No, you're right. She will. That's my rationale.
No, but never knows who she is.
She'll never know a damn thing about it.
Maybe she's gone.
No, she better not be.
I don't know,
she better not be. She's fine.
Now, you pointed out something that's... I read about this morning, that's the renaming of DPS, Detroit Public Schools, and it's really funny. As soon as I started reading the story, I kind of put it down and said, okay, I got to read something else, because this is so obviously a ploy to fool people that DPS is not the most ridiculous, pathetic, horrible school system in the history of the world.
Yes.
By giving it a new name. So I really didn't pay much attention to it, and I should have.
See, that's a very good thought, Drew, but my other thought is, it's Detroit Public Schools. I mean, that's... What it is. It's not like it's Genesis schools, and they can just rename it.
You can't just call them the Falcons,
exactly.
and make it a cute little school system.
So I was dying to know, like, what are they going to say? Big City and Wayne County schools. Like, how are you going to rename it? And they actually have, like, 9 of the options here.
Yes, Detroit style. Very nice.
And I'm sure it's going to help immensely.
You pot it up, Jay.
Have a new name. It's going to change everything.
I backed it up. Does more than I forgot who this is.
It's not cute.
It was cute. Jay didn't have it potted up.
No. Mark acting like Mike Clark. The longer he takes his place.
Wait a second. Takes his place. Shut up. Such a dick. Drew's being mean like those texters and tweeters.
I'm online ripping you.
Voting begins today on the new name for Detroit Public Schools. 7 Action News.
Trying to shape
you
the person you need to be.
Detroit Public Schools Community District is their legal name. They changed that earlier this summer.
Shelly,
but now they need a new name for marketing purposes, and they're allowing the public to vote on it. After years of negative attention and negative headlines, they want to start fresh, changing their name from DPS to a name the public chooses. Here's a look at those 9 names. They include Detroit Community District, Detroit Public Schools of Excellence, and that old name, Detroit Public Schools, is still on the list.
All right, just read the
it's
5.
Still on the list?
Yeah, of course. The shitty name that they are going by and trying to place is on the list.
Community of Detroit Schools, Detroit City Schools, Detroit Community District, Detroit Metropolitan School District, Detroit Public Community District.
Okay, here comes
for the public
the worst
to choose
4.
From. This begins...
Detroit Public Schools, Detroit Public Schools of Excellence.
They just added of excellence to it.
Oh,
the last one is my favorite.
We know way too much about their test scores to get that one by.
Yeah.
New Detroit Public School District and the new Detroit Public Schools.
The new Detroit Public Schools.
Did they build new schools?
So 2 years after they start, is it just going to be, are they going to drop the new, or is it always going to be the new Detroit Public Schools? like the new Detroit sports 105
to change all their
for
promos.
Way too long.
I was wondering the same thing. As soon as I saw it, I was like, hey, that's just like the new Detroit sports 105.1. When we didn't know when to get rid of new.
For 2 years.
Today
silly.
And games on Sunday. We have a link to that website on our website, WXYZ.com. Oh. Reporting, Shelly Childers, 7 Action News.
All right, thanks, Shelly.
Now I just want to know more about Shelly Childers.
Me too. I want to look her up. The only dumb thing is that when they actually select one of those names, it becomes a name. That's the only thing dumber than changing the name.
Nobody cares.
They're actually going to pick one of those. I hope they pick Of Excellence, because that'll be just so funny. There's any people try and hijack it by voting for the Schools of Excellence.
Of Excellence.
It's just so silly. It's so obvious.
Let's see, Shelly. Let's see.
Get my dog.
Oh, my dog schools.
Get my dog.
The GMD schools.
Get my dog.
How many whacks do we have on our Facebook video, Joe?
Right now, let me check here.
There were some great comments, by the way.
Shelly comes to Detroit from South Texas, where she spent a few years covering the explosive situations on the U.S.-Mexican border.
Ooh. Ooh.
She's covered everything from civilian militias to human smuggling to kidnapping and drug trafficking.
Yeah, it looks like it reached over 2,000 so far. It's got about
2,070
views.
Oh.
Keep watching.
You want to be bummed out?
Go ahead.
Well, Shelly is a Texan native. There's something of a homecoming for her. She graduated with a journalism degree from Michigan State University and is married to a fellow Spartan. Well, good for him.
Anyone we know?
Nah, it doesn't say. Well, let's go to her Facebook. Good for you. She's pretty, though, man. Good, good for him.
No, she's fine.
Good for him.
No doubt.
From the banks, all right. And cedars, there's a school that's known to all. Its specialty is winning, for the Spartans play good ball. Spartan teams are never beaten. Throughout the game, they'll fight. Fight for the only colors, green and white. Go right through for MSU. Watch the point. Keep growing. Spartan teams are bound to win. They're fighting with a vim. Rah, rah, rah. See, their team is weakening. We're gonna win the game.
See, their team is weakening.
Rock,
I know. Fight. Rocking fight. Victory for MSU.
Yeah. Awesome.
If we can only find him.
God, that reminded me of something I've already forgotten what it was. What was it?
Whoa. Quiet you.
What were we talking about? Shelly, Michigan State.
The DPS. Of Excellence.
Damn it.
Is that what people are going to call it then? DPS of Excellence?
Detroit Public Schools of... No, no.
Isn't that what it was?
Yeah, it would be DPS of Excellence. You're right.
DPSE.
Or the new DPS.
Get my dog!
Get my dogs. Get my dogs. I just saw the best picture of Johnny Weir at the Olympics.
Oh, is he? What's he doing over there? Is he just there?
I think he's doing entertainment stuff, but this picture has got, you know, Lipinski in the middle looking pretty. And
he's still with Tara Lipinski?
Yeah, that duo is going strong. I like Johnny Weir, too. He cracks me up.
Oh, he's great.
But he's wearing the most ridiculous outfit. I can't even explain. How do you explain that? It's like a futuristic dress. That he's wearing
a futuristic dress
with like a futuristic ascot on it. It's that square. It's really weird. But the best part is Tirico's on there with a suit, and he's looking just totally Mike Tirico. just looks the juxtaposition of those two, and like they're having this very serious conversation.
I know what I wanted to talk about. There was some phenomenal true crime stuff over the weekend, and I still have not lost my passion for true crime. The 48 Hour Show. The first, they had two of them Saturday night, and the first one was just the wildest story. Mm-hmm. It was about this guy who, talk about thinking you're hot. I mean, this guy was so in love with himself, and he met this girl who was extremely hot. She was a model. And
she's beautiful.
She was almost, he almost thought she was hotter than him. I mean, it was a very close race, but I'm sure in the end he thought he was hotter than her, but he was happy to settle for her.
Separated at birth for him?
Who?
Fat Tom Cruise? A little bit?
Oh, maybe. Yeah, okay.
In the face, but with longer hair?
I just didn't think he was that fat.
Well, I mean, but Tom Cruise is really skinny, isn't he?
Yeah, he's...
Okay, well, just Tom Cruise, then, with greasier hair.
There was a, I would say there was a resemblance for sure. The funny thing was, you know, this guy was a real go-getter, and he had started this company that did skincare and vitamins and, you know, all kinds of self-help sort of nutrition, I guess you might say. And he
snake
was
oil.
Making fun. Well, I know it is all bullshit. I mean, I knew that as soon as they said what he was into. I said, "Oh, another one of those guys." But anyway, a very successful at it. Was making a ton of money. Had this, you know, ridiculous house. Marries this girl, and everyone described him as a total control freak. That was the one thing that everyone was seemed to be universal on, was that he had to control everything, and he didn't want her to work.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounded like he was a jealous maniac, didn't it?
Yeah, but now I thought the skincare was her thing. He was all the vitamins.
I thought he had skincare too, okay. And then she had a skincare thing also,
which was way more successful than his.
Oh, was it? Okay, I wasn't sure about that.
Yeah, like her skincare lane got picked up by like Duane Reade and Walgreens, the big national drugstores.
And he wanted to knock it off. He wanted to stay home with the kids.
Yeah, and she realized, I don't need this fat Tom Cruise telling me what to do.
So they start getting in these vicious fights, and one of them, it sounded like she assaulted him, actually, and she called the cops.
I just showed Brandon a picture of him. Yes?
Or fat Tom Cruise?
That's a pretty accurate description.
Fat Tom Cruise right there.
Right down to the hair and everything.
And the leather
that's
jacket.
That's even better than I thought, Mark. It's funny. Okay. I saw him Saturday night. I don't know why that didn't occur to me. He does look like fat Tom Cruise.
And plus, he's shorter than his significant other.
very
Tom Cruise-esque.
Sorry. Damn, so go ahead. Really so she's becoming more successful.
Yeah, he hates. It's driving him crazy. He wants her home with the kids. And somehow a domestic comes up, and it sounded like she assaulted him. I mean, didn't you get the impression she definitely assaulted
him? Yeah,
and she claimed that he went in the bathroom and scratched up his own face. And I guess they bought it, kind of, didn't they?
Oh, God.
I mean, he was so livid about it. I mean, just livid. And meanwhile, there's one thing I left out.
I know what you're going for.
He had a band. And they were pretty heavy, too. I mean, they were horrible. I listened to it like 8 times. It's awful. The music was horrible.
Was it do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do?
Not quite.
The Sling Blade Band?
The funny thing was, he paid for stage time. Wasn't it House of Blues, did they say?
I think so.
Yeah, I believe they said he paid House of Blues for stage time. So in other words, his band played. They're like, hey, the blankety-blank band is playing like they're putting them on. But he actually paid for the time. Fat Tom Cruise did. And he also forced his employees to go. It was mandatory. They had to go see his band. So he had a good crowd. It was all people that had to go.
You can make them go, but you can't make them enjoy themselves. So now you're playing to a room full of people that are pissed off at
you. It looked like they were acting up. They were trying to act like they were trying to get a raise or something, acting like they're really into it. I mean, it looked ridiculous. But anyway, I mean, who does that? I've never heard of anyone doing anything so stupid in my life.
Is that her? Yeah, this is a photo of her in her modeling days.
She's beautiful.
Wow.
She was hot.
Yeah. The same kind of guy that would make his employees go to the show is the same kind of guy that would do what he did to her.
Yeah. He had a buddy who was staying with him for a while. And anyway, I guess just because he trusted this guy, and this guy was sort of a kind of a strange guy. I'm not sure what his thing was, but his buddy agreed to kill his wife for $80,000. Mm-hmm. And at some point, this buddy, I guess, I mean, he alleges that he got a conscience. It's like, I can't go through with this. I can't let him do this. So he recorded him saying, you know, you sure you want to do this? And he's like, absolutely not. She's a terrible mother. And I was like, what about the kids, though? All they need is their dad. I'll marry someone else. I'll let you approve her.
All right. Well, that's all I wanted in the deal.
To think somebody's having this conversation for real, and he was definitely for real, is just so mind-boggling. But anyway, this guy went to the DA. And with this recording, and they were going to take him, they were going to try him for attempted murder. Of course, he never killed her because the guy took the story to the DA. And it turned out this friend had kind of a con side and had been in some, I'm not sure what he was involved in, but, well, for one thing, he told 48 Hours that they asked him if he'd ever killed anyone, and he said, no comment. Wouldn't say so. Oh, this shit. Guy was up to. I don't know what this guy was up to.
He never killed anybody. wouldn't
the tape,
say no
the tape was clear as a bell, though. This guy wanted to kill his wife.
Yeah.
He clearly wanted to kill his
wife.
Wanted
to kill her with AIDS, right? Wasn't that part of it?
Oh, that was the most ridiculous. What? How was he going to do that? How was he going to kill her with AIDS?
He was going to get a... He's going to get a needle infection with the virus. I got to say, though, if you're trying to have someone killed, is AIDS really the fastest way to kill somebody?
No, it would take forever. She wouldn't even know it for a long time.
And she's loaded, so she'd live with the HIV virus for right. life.
She'd hire Magic Johnson to come up with her...
cocktail.
Yeah, exactly.
Medicine.
So, anyway, the DA finally decides that you're a terrible witness. But I'm going to use the tape you sent me. That's going to be enough to convict him. But, God, without you on the stand, I don't know how good a case is this. So I'm going to offer him a plea. He'll never take it, but I'm going to offer it to him. They offered him to take a deal to go to prison for 9 years. And he took it.
Wow.
Nine years.
She's freaked out, though, now because he can get out after nine years.
Oh, yeah. No, she's convinced he's going to kill her. He didn't want to pay alimony. He was going to have to pay child support of $55,000 a month originally.
Wow.
So he was obviously making some money.
Mm-hmm.
And then he took the judge some figures from his company to show that he couldn't pay that much, and he knocked it down to $25,000 a month. But that's still – why would anyone ever pay someone $25,000 a month for child care? For one child? Isn't that preposterous?
They only had, why did I think they had
I mean, I don't care how much money you have. If you want to give her money, give her money for alimony, but don't give her $25,000 for child support. What kid costs $25,000?
The kind that go to Matt Damon's kid school?
That's $36,000 a year. That would take a month and a half.
Yeah, but there was multiple. I thought they had more than one kid, but whatever.
Oh, did they have two kids? Okay, maybe they had a couple kids.
Brandon, weren't you saying they had four?
I saw a photo with like a family photo.
Yeah.
Four children.
Oh, four kids?
Yeah.
Wow, okay. That's still $6,000 a month per kid.
That's a lot.
Holy shit. Yeah, there are four kids. He fucking kill his mother of four kids. God, that's amazing.
All he needs is her dad.
And he's so, I know, all he needs is her dad. And he's so cocky, he says he's going to meet somebody that it's going to be even better. Better than their own mom.
Now, the guy could have talked him out of it by going, but you got to understand, that's one less person at your show. And he probably would have gone, that's right, I need every person at my rock show as possible. Keep her alive.
Then today, I mean, that was just an insane case. I personally couldn't believe he got 9 years. Is that him? That's him in his prison orange?
Yep.
Oh, he looks good in prison orange, doesn't he? Doesn't everyone look so much worse in their prison clothes?
Yeah, well, the Pew looked so worse, and he had him add that splash of purple. Did you see Pew in court on
Friday?
Oh,
yeah. Yep.
He didn't like the way he looks. He's like, add a splash of color. And so he had a little pocket square that was purple.
The fuck!
I've never seen a jumpsuit like that.
I know.
That is usually they're solid, one color. Not, I think Pew's is gray with a splash of purple. He always was stylish.
This morning's USA Today had this. They do this sometimes. They'll do 20 years ago today, and they'll highlight some incredible crime. And it was this. I don't even remember this, but this couple used to make funnel cake. And they traveled to state fairs and stuff. They traveled all over the place with their funnel cakes, and they sold them at events. And they were extremely popular. They were making a lot of money. Anyway, their name were the Bluers, B-L-E-W-E-R, kind of weird name. Cookie or Bobby and Marilyn Bluer began operating Flory's funnel cakes in the mid-70s, not long after they married. They traveled a circuit of fairs each summer, living in a charter bus they converted into a home on wheels. That August 12th, 1996... they've been doing this for about 25 years. Bo and his younger sister Jada left the family motorhome shortly after 8 a.m. to begin serving funnel cakes to the crowd at the Iowa State Fair. By 1 p.m., their parents still hadn't shown up. The kids are like 18 and 17, I think. Mm. The boy's 18. Bo went back to the family bus and discovered a horrific scene. His father was face down, duct tape covering his mouth, a bullet wound to the back of his head.
Ugh.
His mother was on her back just beyond her husband with bullet wounds to her chest and forehead. Investigators found the safe on the bus was open, thousands of dollars missing.
Inside job.
Two things immediately caught authorities' attention. Bo's red pickup, the 18-year-old that found them, was missing, and so was Jeremy Sneed, a tattooed 22-year-old felon who was working in the funnel cake stand. At their funnel cake stand.
Guilty. Next case.
A nationwide manhunt ensued. For 19 days, Sneed crisscrossed the country after leaving Des Moines on a bus. He blew through a duffel bag full of stolen cash, buying tattoos, booze, drugs, and prostitutes and stuff from New York to Seattle to Miami. Can you believe this guy's going, well, I'm on the run, got a few $1,000. There was only 22 grand in the safe, so he had 20 grand at the most. And this guy's like, this will be worth it. I'm getting some great tattoos, getting some cool hookers. And
I'll never know it's me. I'm going to have a new tattoo.
And when I do report to prison, I'm going to have the coolest tattoos in the joint, man. So what the hell? Anyway, after blowing through the money and the whores and the drugs and the booze, he was tired of running. August 31st, 1996, Sneed left his oceanfront hotel room in Miami South Beach in doubt. Ooh, oceanfront hotel room, South Beach, not bad.
20 grand.
Called Dade County Police from a payphone. They still hadn't found him,
though. He was sick of running, or did he just run out of money?
He was almost out of cash, so he had to be sick of, well, the idea of being broke, I'm sure, struck him. Mm-hmm. But he's still getting sweet hotel rooms on oceanfront South Beach, not bad. A few hours later, Sneed was recounting the killings in stunning detail in a videotape confession. And there's one more thing that's just incredible about this. He told detectives he'd forced BB Bluer to take about 22 grand from the family safe before ordering her to duct tape. No, before ordering him to duct tape his wife's mouth and then his own. Ugh. But Marilyn Bluer tried to get up from the table where she sat, and Sneed shot her in the chest. He then fired a round into the back of her husband's head, killing him. I noticed Marilyn wasn't dead, so I shot her in the forehead. He told detectives the robbery and murder plot had been hatched by the Bluer's oldest daughter.
Oh.
They had a daughter that was like 25 who was married. Wow. And the oldest daughter was incredibly jealous because the success had hit in the last 7 or 8 years after she had left home.
Uh-huh.
And her little brother and little sister were driving brand new cars.
So she was jealous? She was
jealous of her younger brother and sister, who she felt were getting showered with gifts when she had missed all this stuff because their business.
Well, go back and work for mom and dad then.
I know, you stupid
bitch.
You're
that jealous?
No, they talked this guy. They hatched the plan with the employee, the 22-year-old, to kill the parents.
You said she was married. Was her husband involved?
Yep, he was involved too. They're both in prison for life. The daughter and the son-in-law are in prison for life, as is the Sneed guy.
Wow. Couldn't they just rob him? Why did they have to kill him?
There was no difference. Literally no difference. The only difference was they would have been alive when they found out they'd been robbed. That's the only difference in that whole scenario.
He could have easily robbed them and ran and then just did whatever.
Because they were going to know it was him. He was missing. Duh. He ran the funnel cake stand. He ran the funnel cake stand. I mean, like, it's so obvious. The guy running the funnel cake stand is the guy. But duh.
There wouldn't be a nationwide manhunt for him for stealing 22 grand. There just would have been a warrant out for him.
Oh, yeah, that too. He could have stayed in that swanky oceanfront hotel room a little longer.
Yeah, got more tattoos.
I'd love to know what tattoos he got. Is that him?
Yeah.
Oh, can you see his tattoos?
No, it's just a shot of him. He's like a middle-aged guy now because it was 20 years ago. He's 42.
Really
weird.
What happened to the funnel cake stand?
Can you find the sister and the brother-in-law? Those losers.
That's her young.
Can we see her now though?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
And the brother-in-law. Ooh boy, it's an ugly family. I gotta say, really ugly
it's
family.
A serious issue. Shallow thought if I ever.
Sorry.
Heard. Oh, they eating a lot of funnel cakes?
I just saw this bikini shot while Jay was scouting around. For some reason, this picture came in. It reminded me of the girl with our logo between her and her bikini. Did you see that chick?
Yeah, in Canada.
Wow, is she hot?
No name, though, right?
No name.
Or Brand just on? A first name?
No name?
Yeah, I think there's a first name.
Joe would know.
Joe, who's that cute girl in the bikini?
It's Joe's project.
She is just a listener from Bell River, Ontario. I don't really know her name.
Yeah, because she didn't put a name on there.
Her husband actually sent it in, or her boyfriend or something. It was a he who sent it in. And
well, that was very... Yeah, I like him taking one for the team like that.
Sharon.
Cool.
For sure.
Can we restart our contest and have people do this in scantily clad? Or their scantily clad wife or a girlfriend?
Just reboot it. Or just do what the DPS did and add of excellence to
Paula.
It.
Paula. Yeah. She's cute. Can we have a Mr. and Mike contest? For no reason. There'll be no responsibilities other than sending in a cute picture.
That's a great idea.
She's very hot.
Well, then we can give them, they can win something.
I don't know what we'd give them yet.
They can come we'll watch the podcast. Yeah,
we'll think
then
of
everybody's a winner. Everyone's a winner.
Yeah. Miss Drew and Mike.
Remember we did Web Girl?
We'll get you a sash.
Remember Web Girl? That was
yeah, Web Girl was.
That's easy.
Web Girl won nothing.
No, but it was way ahead of her time.
True.
Nobody did those. Now you, every radio station has a rock girl.
The problem with Web Girl was there were great pictures like the first year, I'd say.
Yeah.
And then every now and then would be those slow months. It's like, oh, man, I got to find a hot girl to be Web Girl. It became sort of a job.
I know.
And all of a sudden you realize, boy, finding hot chicks seems like a lot of fun at first, but it's an all-day job.
Well, someone really tackled that job at first. They kind of got a little bored with it. You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yes. And getting the pictures up was always a headache and a half. Why was that such a headache?
Because the technology was so new. There was nobody dedicated to do it, and nobody knew how to do it.
It really was that hard to put a picture
that's
up?
That's what I'm going with.
I don't know. I'm
Clark
asking.
Had all the photos and wouldn't give them up.
Well, Clark used to give very specific instructions, and he would always be so frustrated. I told him to put this picture, and I have to put this picture and that picture, and then he put this girl up at all. And, I mean, it would be the angriest you'd ever see him.
I can't even think of who was even in charge of doing it.
I can think of a name. I don't want to say it on the podcast.
Did you write it down? Because I don't know if...
I'll probably be wrong, but...
You're blowing up again.
For crying out loud.
I'll call you back.
Hey, honey, I'm on the pod. I'm on.
Call you back.
Okay, when are you coming home, hon? I'll call you later.
Give it down.
And he was sitting on my.
Wait, write this down. I want to know who this person is.
Oh, yeah, pen.
Yeah. I mean, this wouldn't be a person that's listening now, is it?
I don't know. I don't know.
A bit of meeting. You sounded very Madden-esque there.
Is that, I mean, this name might be from, like, is that name?
Let's see.
Oh, yeah, well, it's a mixture, the first name wrong.
Okay,
the last
that's
name.
The only reason I know that name, though, is because I heard that name
that
being used.
Was around back then?
No, he wasn't around back then. If he was, he had just started.
Okay. Or that person kind of cursed out, like not in his presence, but for not doing stuff on him.
Oh, really? I can't imagine.
That's the only thing that name means to me.
That's funny.
It's not getting things done online.
He's come a long way, that man.
I'm sure he has.
Oh, well.
That's really funny.
Oh, is that the brother-in-law and the bride? That's the fucking cunt bride that wanted to kill her parents over...
That's the brother-in-law?
Jesus.
That's
I don't know who that guy is.
That's the brother. That is the brother-in-law because he's marrying the sister.
I haven't been able to find Sneed.
Wow.
The caption for that brother-in-law is just.
Oh yeah, clearly. Well, the sister looks like. I mean, can you imagine her talking about murdering her parents? That chick.
If you had to listen to this all day,
you might want your parents' money. No, that's a...
He doesn't snore at night. She just hears...
That's kind of a sociopathic, a common sociopathic thing, thinking that your parents' things are yours or should be yours. Or you should get them soon or like before... You don't want to wait till they die to get all the shit you already think is yours.
Like Mitch Albom's column on the estate tax.
Oh yeah, that was a very interesting story. I was with him on that. I was going to say
finally, there's something I agree. And did you read any of the comments after his estate tax column?
No, I didn't. I'm sure they were shitty.
Oh, they were terribly, you know, just attacking him because Mitch Albom's stance on estate taxes is money that's already been taxed once, and of course, so many people want to say all money is taxed multiple times, which it is, only when it's exchanged for goods or services. That's the only time.
Oh, when
it's
you
not.
buy stocks or bonds or whatever, you pay taxes on the interest income or the capital gains.
Yeah.
Now, I personally feel like
but you're receiving money, you're receiving goods and services back on estates.
Right.
It's like a gift tax, but even gifts are taxed.
Right. Which I think a gift tax is ridiculous.
Well, the person giving the gift is who's taxed.
Right.
So then,
for giving a gift for your kid or something, or for a nephew or someone in your family or a friend in need, why should you have to pay a tax? I think that's bullshit.
I know. Well, that's how they view the estate, though, because we're actually taxing the estate. Although it's funny because Mitch has to point out in the article that,
oh, he's never inherited any money and never will, or something.
Yeah, but isn't it obvious that his offspring or whoever he gives money to is going to have to pay? He's worth more.
Of course,
he's worth more than five and a quarter.
He doesn't have any kids, though, does he? I don't think he does.
Well, whoever he's probably got
whoever gives his money to
charity,
precisely. But I have to tell you something.
Matthew Stafford.
I'm just against it. And I could give a flying fuck. When I give my money to whoever gets it, I don't really care if they have to pay taxes.
Well, you'll be dead.
I'll be dead. Exactly.
Who cares?
I mean, I would love for them to get more, but it's just not something that really bothers me that much. But I think the concept is wrong. And I say this.
I would agree with that.
Mitch Alb and I have something in common. I've never inherited money, and I don't plan on inheriting money either.
What I hate about it is that it's an argument for, what, 0.2% of the nation? Because not that many people really get hit with the estate tax.
The amount is really high. I mean, on the plus side, I think you have to leave more than $5 million
five and a quarter.
To get hit by it.
Yeah.
But obviously, this is just another place where politicians see, hey, there's some money I can get that's not going to hurt anyone.
That was the point of Mitch's column.
Yeah. Hillary Clinton was calling it their money.
Yeah.
Like, it's your money. Yep. Or... And that disgusts me, the way she said that. It's disgusting.
Yep.
And that's the way... By the way, speaking of Hillary Clinton...
Speaking of Hillary Clinton...
Did you see the story today about the state of... let's see. I guess it was trying to discuss primarily the middle class and people who are sort of in the zone of getting ready to retire and what kind of shape they're in financially. Mm-hmm. Actually, I don't even think it was based on people getting ready to retire. It's based on just working people. 75% of working people live paycheck to paycheck.
Really? Wow.
That's phenomenally high number.
So I'm not that surprised. I mean,
paycheck to paycheck? 75%?
Well, I mean, I don't know.
Am I the only one surprised by that number?
Is that surprising?
No.
People don't think necessarily.
The reason I am surprised by it is because I'm looking at the polls, and Trump's a terrible candidate, Grant, of course. But all the people who are happy with Hillary Clinton, and there seems to be more than I thought there would be. I mean, she's basically an Obama continuation. Obama's been president for 8 years.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you think that to be promoting, you know, 4 more years of that, they'd have greater economic success than 75% of people living paycheck to paycheck?
Well, there are other economic factors that you can point to. The argument against Obama is that the recovery should have been greater and faster than what it was.
Well, the stimulus was
regulation.
A disaster.
Mm-hmm.
$2 trillion we pissed away on God knows what. In Michigan, filling the budget hole was the first year of stimulus. That was about $1.5 billion, which is nothing. I think Obama was great at giving money away. I mean, what's the number of people on food stamps? Isn't it about five times as many as 8 years ago?
Yeah.
That's terrible. I mean, that's horrible. I can't believe anyone thinks a continuation of that. But I feel a real wind in this country.
Because a lot of people do feel the economy is strong, though. It is very – I mean, the market's at its all-time high. You have the longest streak of adding jobs. You know, there's
but who
always,
is it strong for?
Well, there's always other numbers that offset certain other metrics. But for the most part, is there
a metric that talks more to people's day-to-day lives, though, than 75% living paycheck to paycheck?
Well, the unemployment level, yeah.
But the unemployment level doesn't include so many people who've left the workforce.
Underemployed as well.
Yeah. I don't know. I just see the whole thing as the quote-unquote recovery as being a much bigger mirage than I even thought.
Therein lies the argument as to how much better it could have been or should have been. The recovery, the economy overall, the way economists look at it, is incredibly strong. This country is set up very well, considering the way the rest of the world.
Except growth is.
Could it be better?
Growth is very questionable at the moment. Mm-hmm. Very questionable. The stock market is nice, but it's not a guarantee.
No. If anything, it's going to pop. That bubble's going to burst any day.
I don't know if I want to run around saying the stock market's going to nosedive. The stock market can always have a correction.
I agree.
I mean, I consider 5,000 points to be a correction. That's a mighty big correction. But honestly, when it dumps 5,000 points, it makes it up so fast. Look at the last correction. Well, no, it was
that's
a correction.
Kind of
that was a stock market. That was a
recession.
A crash almost. from 14,500 to 6,600.
Yeah.
6,300, actually, I think. 6,500, something like that. That's, I mean, that's economic debacle. That's a that's Armageddon. But look how fast it recovered. The stock market always does that. Black Monday in 1987, I think the market was at 3,500 or something. It went down to 1,700. It was 3,500 in a year.
I don't remember what the numbers were. I remember I was 11 years old and I came home. My dad was cutting the grass. And I was like, hey, Dad, what's new? He's like, stock market crashed today. And then just zoom, went off and cut the grass. As if, I'm 11. Why are you telling an 11-year-old that the stock market crashed? I ain't know. I don't know what any of that meant.
Oh, it was a pretty big deal.
No, I know.
Although
11.
2008 was 2008, 2009 was probably a much more serious. I mean, look at all the people that ended up in foreclosure, and that was a big mess to climb out of. But 8 years is a long time.
Yep.
I guess I do feel like the wind is blowing towards socialism than ever before in my mind.
I think a lot of people. I think a majority of people see the disparage in the way then in wealth. And the gap and just how large it is.
But what are you supposed to do about that? You supposed to, are people supposed to be taxed another half of their money? Look at how much.
Yeah.
People pay a lot in taxes. I don't think people, think people think that people that make money don't pay any taxes. Some don't, but very few.
The higher you go up,
like Donald Trump, the reason he doesn't want to raise his taxes, in my opinion, is because he pays no taxes because he's a real estate developer, and real estate developers don't pay any taxes.
Well, I think that's
They don't.
I do think there's other things in there.
What?
I think there's a lot of connection to Russian businessmen in there.
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
I don't know. Oh, I think he's got
no idea.
Plenty of connections there.
Nobody understands it.
Especially there's a nice theory out there. I think it's a little conspiratorial about how he can't get loans from anybody, so he gets money from people outside of the country.
Oh, Mike Ilitch gets money from people outside the country. Comerica Park's built with loans from Japanese banks.
But people, the idea is that he gets money from Russian lenders, whatever. Regardless,
it sounds highly conspiratorial.
Regardless, there's something in there.
I'll be fascinated to find out, though. I think it's. I think it's one of two things.
About?
Trump's taxes. Real estate developers pay no tax. They also.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we talked about this. They actually were at one point. They were talking about making real estate taxes exempt. They were giving the real estate industry an exemption, and they rejected it because they would have paid more taxes. Now, I don't know how that works, but that was in the Vanity Fair story I read, which was fascinating. Trump paid no taxes, and I think it's 88 and 89 he paid no taxes. But that's from a lawsuit that was found out.
Doesn't something seem wrong about that?
Of course something's wrong with that. But the fact is, people in his position don't pay taxes. They just don't. They have so many write-offs, and that's bullshit. But that's lobbyists. That's the system. That's fucked. But I mean,
what needs to be fixed.
But I mean, successful people, small business people that make $500,000 or $1 million, they pay plenty of taxes.
Absolutely.
Plenty of taxes.
If anything, those people pay too much. But you talk about the ultra rich.
Yeah, the Warren Buffett's, people like that.
I'm glad you brought them up because I was going to say that's where people are misled, is that Warren Buffett pays less taxes than his secretary. It's a totally different tax.
That's ridiculous. Of course he pays more taxes than his secretary. He pays a lower rate than his secretary, which is also ridiculous.
A lower rate, yeah.
I don't know what he gives away in charity. I don't know if that's the reason or if it's probably tax breaks from shell companies and all kinds of bullshit.
He pays capital gains taxes. He doesn't really take an income.
It doesn't work.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I don't think we want people to
hate that argument because I think it's very misleading.
I don't want people paying 50% on their capital gains. I mean, that's insane. Why would people invest?
I know, and anybody can invest.
Sure. People's retirement's based on 401ks now. That was the other thing about this story today, is that people are not contributing to their 401ks. 36%, I think they said. 36% are not contributing to their 401ks. What are they going to do?
Rely on Social Security.
I see a lot of poor people, a lot of poor old people in this country pretty soon.
I mean, a lot of greeters at Walmart.
I see a lot of people, our age supporting their parents very unhappily.
Yeah. Oh, I know a lot of people that support their parents now. I already think about supporting.
I don't know. I don't think
both sets of parents.
I think a lot. I don't know. I don't know many people that do, honestly.
Oh, really?
I'm sure there are people that do. I know there are people that do it, but I mean, most of my parents and most parents my parents knew worked for companies for long periods of time and had pensions, company pensions. Mm-hmm.
Those are
and those
gone.
Have been by the wayside for a while now. So I mean, it's really. The group that's getting ready to head into, the boomers who are the upper boomers are going to be the first ones, probably not the first boomers, maybe the, like 5-7 years into the boomers, are going to be the first ones who did not universally have pensions they mm-hmm. could rely on. And that'll be, that could be trouble.
Where are your parents?
Oh, is this, oh, Hink Dog Subway. You know, I meant to get to that. I'm glad you brought that up, Brandon. Did you see Hink Dog went to Subway?
He did?
Yeah, his mom was getting her hair appointment, right?
Wait, did he apply again?
I saw those pictures, Joe.
What?
No, he went there to eat.
He did?
Yeah. Ugh. But supposedly his mom was at the hair salon.
Mom, with your hair getting done? Mom, you're at the hair place for an hour and a half. I just sit in Subway. I mean, 2 footlongs, Mom.
He's cheating on Wendy's.
Oh, my God. He looks great.
He looks healthy as hell. His pallor is fabulous.
Is he smiling in the picture?
He always. He's always got that. He's always got that spark.
Oh my gosh!
Look at a picture of John Hinckley and tell me you don't think of the amazing spark in his face.
Very low energy. Oh, Hink Dog, don't get in that car by yourself, buddy.
Yeah, he was driving the Elantra.
Oh, he's got a coupon. Hink Dog, you don't need a coupon. Your family's loaded.
Is that Subway?
Yeah, that's the specific one that he was in.
Excellent.
Mom! Mom, you're there, please, for an hour and a half. I just sit in Subway. It's funny. All
I keep eating the whole time.
All I can think of is walking.
I need 3 footlongs.
Put yourself in this scenario, Drew. You're walking up to that Subway, and you see the magnetic personality of John Hinckley Jr. trying to go into the same Subway. How fast are you moving to get in line in front of him?
Not that fast, because you don't have to move that fast to get in front of him.
I know, but God forbid the person behind him is just sitting there going, oh my God, Hinckley.
Look at those eyes.
Hinckley, lettuce or not, let's go.
Jesus.
You know the next, you can see what toppings and come next, Hinckley.
She's carrying a bag with him. His mom was supposedly at the hair salon for an hour and a half, and he's still got a to-go bag.
Man, if I was her, I'd be in there longer.
Can you do something else to my hair so I don't have to go pick up my load of a son?
Look at him getting into the fucking driver's seat.
Duh.
Put you in charge, Hink Dog. Hey, where'd you get the money for that car?
Don't you picture him putting the car in reverse, too, not checking either side, and then having to slam on the brakes really hard because another car's coming?
Oh, I see him slamming into somebody.
And then shooting the president because of it.
You want to dial up Hink Dog? Or dial up Subway first. We're going to call Subway.
I love anything that goes wrong in his life, he's going to go shoot the president. Oh, no, he does that to impress people.
Do you think Subway knew they had a presidential assassin in their store?
No way. There's no way.
It's all over the place.
An attempted presidential assassin.
True. Well, he assassinated. Well, I guess
killed Jim Brady.
It's close to
assassinated
closing.
A press secretary? I guess you could.
So I think we're going to get somebody who's just going to be really in a rush to
they
get
close
us.
Early?
Yeah, really early. So
what? Why is the Subway close so early?
Well, I hope Hinckley got in there early because he would not be the guy I'd want coming in as I'm locking the door.
Oh, God.
Subway Neil speaking. How can I help you?
Yeah, hi. This is Drew and Mark calling from our podcast, our internet radio show, and we're calling to see if you knew that John Hinckley, the attempted presidential assassin, was at your store the other day?
It's 1 sec. Sorry, it's the radio host calling us about the dude who came in yesterday you were telling me about today. Yeah, the dude.
Hink Dog. Yeah, John Hinckley. Hink Dog, they call him.
John Hinckley. Yeah. Yeah, we fed him a sub yesterday, but I didn't even know it until today.
Oh, no way. What did he eat? Did he eat a couple big subs?
From the picture, he got 2 subs, but I don't remember him at all.
He got 2 subs?
Yeah, I think he got 2 subs in the picture that I saw.
Okay, so he didn't hang out.
One for him and one for his mom.
Did he hang out in the store for a while, or did he just order and leave?
I'm pretty sure he just ordered and left because he carried it out and he had a drink.
Now, did he take forever to order and, like, figure out what he wanted to put on the sub?
To be honest, I didn't know it was him, so I didn't remember anything about his order.
Well, he's probably the guy that took the longest time going through the sandwich artist line.
Yeah.
He loves your store. He's been there before.
Really?
Yeah.
I I was looking at his pictures and so I can remember his face because I didn't want to piss him off.
Did you notice he had a real, has a real spark in his eyes? I mean, he's a real vivacious guy. He's a people lover.
In the pictures, I couldn't really see his eyes, but from the picture, he kind of looked kind of creepy, man.
Wow.
Now, do you know, I mean, that. Do you know who he is? I mean, you sound like a young guy.
No, I didn't really know who he was. Like, I started Googling his name after someone told me that he came in.
He shot the president.
Yeah, he shot at Ronald Reagan.
Yeah, he hit him.
It's crazy.
He hit him.
Now, do you know why he did it?
He probably didn't like something Ronald Reagan was, like, trying to put as a bill or something.
Nope, he was trying to impress. This is the irony of it all. He was trying to impress Jodie Foster.
What?
Yes, the lesbian actor. He didn't know she was a lesbo.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Well, have you ever seen the movie Taxi Driver?
Taxi Driver.
Robert De Niro.
We need to have you in our history class.
Yeah, sorry.
You sound like the kind of guy that would like Taxi Driver, that movie.
I'm a pretty big movie buff.
Yeah, it's like De Niro's
over 300 movies.
It's De Niro's first big movie. He plays this crazy taxi driver. I mean, he's really nuts in this movie. And Jodie Foster plays a 12-year-old hooker.
Thanks.
And that's when Hank Dog fell in love with her.
What? Like a little kid?
I know, he's nuts.
It's creepy as hell, definitely. I mean, keep an eye out for that guy.
Have you ever heard this line from a movie? The "You're talking to me."
Yeah,
that's from that movie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so if Hink Dog ever says that, just dial 911.
It's time to get out.
Definitely, I would.
Actually,
I was telling my friend, I was like, "Yo, we got number glass windows. Make sure you don't piss them off, man, because you might try to shoot us from the windows." Oh,
actually, next time he comes in, play aloof. Everyone play aloof, right? And then when he tries to order, then everybody just goes, "Hey, you talking to me?" And see what he does.
Hey, you talking to me? That's funny.
Must be talking to me because no one else is here.
He likes to be called Hink Dog, though. If you want to get his good graces,
Hink Dog.
Yeah, Hink Dog. All right. That's his nickname. All right, man.
All right, we're going to call in a week and get an update. What's your name?
Neil. I'm your assistant manager. Yes, sir.
Oh, cool.
You're doing a hell of a job.
Have you been there a while, Neil?
I've been working for this owner for 4 years now. I actually recently got an internship to work at a nearby company that did video game designing.
Oh, cool.
Which I don't know anything really about that, but I've been studying tutorials for the past week plus working here.
You should make a Hink Dog movie. Or a video game.
We're definitely a little game, man. Yeah, really funny.
Oh, my God.
Hink Dog Simulator.
Hey, Neil, thanks a lot for the time, and we'll check back with you guys, see if Hink Dog's bothering you guys.
Oh, yes, sir. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
You guys have a great day.
Okay,
thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay,
rules. Thanks for providing a public service for him. And we are.
I must say, that is the best employee of a restaurant we've ever talked to.
In a long time, at least.
No, he was interested in our history lesson, too.
He was going to watch Taxi Driver tonight.
Does anyone under 35 know who John Hinckley is?
No.
What the fuck are they teaching in school anymore?
How old are you guys? How old are you, Brandon?
32, but
34. Did you know who Hink Dog was?
Yeah, I remember learning about the presidential assassination attempts.
I mean, it seems like everybody would know who... John Hinckley, for sure.
Yeah.
Sirhan.
Wilkes Booth.
Yeah. Robert Kennedy.
Wilkes Booth.
Oswald.
Yeah.
Oswald. Wilkes Booth.
Mm-hmm. Wait,
nobody knows who assassinated McKinley. Nobody knows.
I think he went to Michigan, though.
John McKinley? The guy President
that,
McKinley?
Yeah, the guy that shot McKinley.
The guy that shot him?
Uh-huh.
Really? Him and Unabomber?
I think he has like an Eastern European name.
Yes, he does.
A.
Yep, it's a crazy name.
He either went to Michigan or he's from Ann Arbor. Same with the guy that shot the other. Who was the other presidential attempted assassination?
Wait, McKinley, Lincoln, Kennedy,
four.
Squeaky Fromm and Sarah Jane Moore. Do you guys know about them from school?
Sarah Jane Moore.
Yes.
Squeaky Fromm. I've heard that before.
From the Manson family. You know who
the guy who threw the shoe at Bush?
Oh yeah, that guy.
Oh, that dude. That's oh man,
one of my favorite Bush moments
when he ducked. That was I know. Kennedy,
yeah. I didn't know if you remembered him.
Oh, James Earl Ray killed Martin Luther King.
Right.
Isn't that a big one?
Huh.
Garfield. Yeah, Garfield. That's right. I was going to say Garfield. He was only in office for like a month.
Who shot Garfield?
Is that the Leon dude?
Guiteau. Where is he from? I swear one went to Michigan. I'm trying to show Michigan pride.
Somebody tried shooting
Guiteau.
Roosevelt, too.
Teddy?
Yeah, and he delivered a speech with a bullet in his lung or something like that.
What?
Yeah. Ted Roosevelt? How did I not know that?
Ted Roosevelt.
Ted. Theodore. That's wild.
I swear it was Garfield. Yeah, let's see.
Yeah, that's the guy, Charles.
Charles Gutierrez. Look how nuts he looks in that picture. What the fuck? I could tell you right now that guy was going to kill. Yeah, he went to Michigan.
No, he failed the entrance exam due to inadequate academic preparation.
Oh, all right.
So you can just get off your pride high horse.
Oh, I'm glad. He went to Ann Arbor High School, which is at the corner of Huron and I think State. That's where the old communications building was.
That was the song you wanted to sing.
Hell, hell to Michigan, the leaders and the best. Hell to the victors, valiant. Hell to the conquering heroes.
He's a whack job looking guy.
Hell to Michigan, the champions of the world.
The guy that killed McKinley is from Detroit. That's what it was. Lived in Detroit.
Now he's got a wacky Eastern Bloc name, doesn't he?
Yeah.
What's his name?
Leon!
What's his last name?
Zzzzik.
Oh, that's what I thought.
Zzzzik.
Yeah, and the dude that tried shooting Roosevelt, John Flaming Shrank.
Did he hit him?
Flaming, what?
Did he put a bullet in Teddy?
Yeah, he did.
Really?
Can we call Neil back?
I'm calling my history teacher to complain.
Can we call Neil back and ask him if he knows how many presidents were assassinated?
You
think they know that four were? No. I mean, most people don't know that.
No way. And some people probably include Bobby Kennedy. Well, Bobby Kennedy was president.
No.
And that King guy was president, too, I think. James Earl Ray.
God.
You know, I can't believe they tore down the hotel where Martin Luther King was shot.
Wait. They did?
They did. They tore it down.
Recently?
Like 20 years ago.
No.
Yeah. Yes. It does not exist.
Really?
God,
I feel like I just saw it or something on a news show.
I mean, it's, they have pictures of, like, right around that time.
Huh.
I mean, I don't know how you keep a hotel up just because someone was shot there. Except that it seems like it was so historic they would have kept something.
Although, you know that, people would probably go there to celebrate it.
So, we're about the minute past the 1 hour mark. We got to wind down here. But I did want to mention the sadness as the Heidelberg Project is coming down. Sadness abounds. We were, of course, one of the 200,000 yearly visitors to the Heidelberg Project. I know that number if there's ever been an inflated number, that is it right there.
I think that's Tyree Guyton counting himself every minute of the day.
Mark, that's over, that's like 700 people a day.
There's no way.
A day?
There's no way.
700 people a day to the Heidelberg Project? There's no way.
I used to always laugh because you would say that they came from all over the world.
No, they still say that.
In the article today, it mentioned somebody from Europe. I thought it said. Yeah,
they said in the Sunday papers, people come from Germany, the Soviet Union, England, all over the world. People come to see the Heidelberg Project, but they make it sound like they come here to see the Heidelberg Project.
Yeah.
Like China, that's the only reason they come.
China, Belgium, Germany, Atlanta.
Hey,
people like Peggy Marshall, 44,
nobody cares,
has been coming to the Heidelberg Project since she was a 15-year-old Cass Tech student.
Wait, how old is she now?
44.
She comes every year.
She just says she has been coming to the Heidelberg.
Why would you go more than once?
Well, because
boring.
Because Tyree's always mixing
it
up. It's always been mixed up. Sometimes the record house is up there, the penny house.
Come on, stop.
It's always growing.
She does not go every year.
It allowed me to explore different possibilities and push beyond the boundaries, Marshall said Sunday after thanking Guyton for his inspiration.
Oh, I want to call her.
Marshall took guest Judy Parchment of Leeds, England from a tour. The commitment is outrageous. Let's see. How do English people sound? Sean, you beat. The commitment is outrageous. That's more Australian.
We save that because I want to try and call her and ask her why she keeps going back and what she sees.
I see.
Get the hell out of my house. In Jesus' name, I pray.
I see fun and purpose here.
Fake. No, I don't believe her. Don't believe her.
I'm a traitor. I want you out.
Got my dogs. My dogs are barking.
I think she's been there once at the most.
She didn't know where else to take Judy Parchment of Leeds, England.
Well, that's true. If she was totally bored and could think of nothing else, and she'd been to Greektown the last time she was here.
and the Henry Ford and the zoo, Belle Isle.
Comerica Park, the casino. There aren't a lot of places to take
the aquarium way up in Great Lakes Crossing.
Greenfield Village.
Legoland up at Great Lakes Crossing.
I still would put all those places ahead of the Heidelberg Project.
Oh, my God. I would put this house ahead. Well, no, it's a nice house.
I'd go to those places twice before I go to the Heidelberg Project once.
Easily. I would go to the Packard plant before the Heidelberg Project.
It's kind of, it's interesting. I'm not going to totally say it's the worst thing.
You're all in.
No.
Do you find fun and purpose there?
I just thought it was just kind of funny. You know, it was neat. It's unique. There's nothing quite like it. But I still don't get why you'd have it there for 25 or 30 years. I would think after 2 years, two mayors plowed houses down that were part of the Heidelberg Project.
How about 12 fires?
There's obviously plenty of people who are more than happy to take it down, including two mayors.
Who else has artwork that constantly gets lit on fire?
Nobody I know of. Did you see the size of the grants this guy gets? They're raising money right now for his retirement. They're trying to raise $1 million.
Tyree Guyton?
Yeah. His wife happens to be head of the organization raising the money, which is kind of nice.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, I thought so too. But okay. So anyway, RIP, the Heidelberg Project. We mourn its loss. We celebrate its existence for the last however many 30 years, of course. What else would we do?
It's lovely.
We'll be back tomorrow. And have a great night, everybody.
Get my dog. Get my dog.
Get my dog.
Get my dog.
Get my dog.
Hopefully you're enjoying the new two-part format.
Yeah.
If not, try it again tomorrow. Maybe you'll get used to it. In the meantime, we'll see ya.